We stand for the reading of the good news, the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the sixth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter, beginning with verse 21. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder.' And whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn.' But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to follow and to obey what Jesus has to say concerning the law and the prophets. You have heard that it was said to those of old, but I say to you, now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. A special attention to the following statements by Jesus himself. You have heard that it was said to those of old, but I say to you. This is the Word of God. Your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, you have heard that it was said to those of old, but I say to you. Jesus said this frequently throughout his 3-year public and messianic ministry. This was especially true during the Sermon on the Mountain that we have been talking about during the last 2 Sundays. Not only the Beatitudes, that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, but especially the law of love, the importance of obeying the law and the prophets, not to kill or murder, not to commit adultery, not to get divorced, and not to take an oath falsely by God's name. Yes, in this part of the Sermon of the Mountain, Jesus presents to them what they had heard and learned from the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, the consequence for their sins, specifically against the 5th, the 6th, and the 2nd commandment of our Lord. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And as Martin Luther writes, in which you should not swear or deceive by God's name. Now Jesus says that they must listen and obey what he has to say to them concerning the law and the prophets, the law of love. You have heard that it was said to those of old, but I, Jesus, say to you. Yes, here Jesus clearly teaches and preaches not against observing all the requirements of the law, but against the hypocritical legalism and interpretation by the scribes and the teachers of the law, such as being liable to judgment, to give her a certificate of divorce, to tear your eye out and cut off your right hand if they cause you to sin, and finally to perform what you have sworn to the Lord your God. As a matter of fact, Jesus repudiates them. He outright rejects their teaching, their interpretation of the law, and their view of righteousness by their own good works, their own good deeds. They were following the letter of the law, but ignoring the spirit of the law. Instead, Jesus teaches and preaches the law of love, a righteousness that comes only through faith in him and his works, what he has accomplished for them through his suffering and death on that cross as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. As a matter of fact, Jesus addresses specifically what these commandments say in Exodus chapter 20, that to kill or to murder is a premeditated and deliberate act against another human being, and that committing adultery is not only a sin against your spouse to whom you are married, but also sin against the Lord God who has consecrated marriage to be the union of one man and one woman until death do you part. I'm sure all of us who are married remember when the pastor said, "Do you promise to honor, to love, and to cherish in sickness or in health, for better or for worse, until death do you part?" And what did we say? I will. And that's what the Lord expects from us as Christians. Jesus says that you cannot divorce your spouse except for adultery, unfaithfulness, on the grounds of sexual immorality, and that you cannot marry another person who is divorced. But Jesus goes on to say even more disturbing things about the scribes and the teachers of the law. The mandate that if your right eye causes you to sin, to tear it out and throw it away. That if your right hand causes you to sin, to cut it off. And also to just throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body go to hell. And finally, Jesus says that you and I cannot swear or take an oath falsely, false pretenses, but that your answer should simply be yes or no. Anything else, Jesus says, comes from the evil one. In other words, Jesus does not only deny and reject what the Pharisees and the teachers of the law taught concerning the law and the prophets, but he goes on to explain very clearly in detail what are the requirements of the law. And yes, some of the consequences when we disobey his law and the prophets concerning murder and adultery and remarriage and divorce, as well as those who swear or take an oath falsely by his name. And that still holds true today, doesn't it? What Jesus preached on the Sermon on the Mount continues to be true even today as we gather here in the house of the Lord. We too must listen attentively to what Jesus has to say to you and to me concerning the law and the prophets. But at the same time, we must also accept the fact today that Jesus is the only one who can fulfill the law and the prophets, including the commandments, perfectly in our place. Jesus makes this very clear in the verses preceding our text for today in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Do not think that I, Jesus, have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. In other words, Jesus has fulfilled all the requirements that you and I have not been able to do it ourselves by our own self-righteousness, our own good works for our salvation, because we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ and what he has accomplished on that cross. I'm always reminded of what Dr. Martin Luther wrote in the second article of the Apostles' Creed. Those of you who went through confirmation class, remember your pastor made you memorize that from the small catechism? Remember these words? I believe that I am redeemed by Jesus Christ, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. And here comes the good news by Luther. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. The words of St. John in his first letter, the first chapter, verse 7, the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And if we have failed to listen and to obey what Jesus teaches about the law and the prophets, He offers us again His love, His mercy, and His forgiveness. As we come to the table of the Lord, we kneel. What do we receive from the Lord Jesus? His true body, His true blood in the holy sacrament. And He lifts us up again and says, "Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace." Isn't that what we confess this morning in the words of the act of confession and absolution? Remember these words? "Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us." And then we said, "Forgive us, renew us, lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name." Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we always listen to what Jesus has to say from His holy word. "You have heard that it was said to those of old, but I say to you." That's precisely what we sang in the hymn of love and obedience. "May we your precepts, Lord, fulfill and do on earth our Father's will." Still walk in Christ the living way with all your children and obey the law of Christian love. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. But I say to you, in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.